In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Great Fast. And as we said, the Great Fast time is a season for repentance. And the Church, in its wisdom, arranged for us in the beginning of the fast this passage from the Gospel of St. Matthew, warning us that we should not worry about tomorrow. One of the main things that hinder our repentance is that sometimes we are so much overwhelmed with the issue of what we are going to eat tomorrow, how we are going to be clothed, how our children are going to go to schools and to colleges, how we are going to afford this and this and this. With all of these feelings, it's very hard for a person to focus on his repentance and focus on the kingdom of God. But also come a question from the people. Then, Abuna, we should not worry, we should not care at all. I just have to live my life, don't think, not thinking about my obligations that I should meet. Actually, there is a difference here between caring about tomorrow and worrying about tomorrow. Total different things, and our attitude will tell us if we are from those people who care, which is a good thing to do, or we are worrying about tomorrow, which today we hear the Lord warning us that we should not worry about tomorrow. How can we discern between caring about tomorrow and worrying about tomorrow? In caring today is well utilized in planning for tomorrow. We are working something today in order to plan for our obligations that are to come. We do this and the day is well utilized. We do not waste our time. We just plan things and work what we should be doing today. When we compare this to worrying, in worrying, today is ruined under the stress of the coming day. We live so much stressed. What's going to happen tomorrow? How are we going to pay this? How are we going to do that? There's a great difference here in attitude. One attitude is very positive. People are planning, are thinking, are doing what they should be doing, living within their limits. And another, the worrying, we are so much stressed out because we are so much overwhelmed with the idea about how we are going to afford what's going to happen tomorrow. In caring, always God is in the picture. He is my shepherd, I shall not need or want. Always God is in my calculation. Yes, tomorrow I have many things that I have to meet, but meanwhile, I will never forget God, who already did with me a lot of things, and He is in the picture of tomorrow. God is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is not only the God of the past, He is also God of the future. In worrying, I feel like tomorrow is my sole responsibility. We feel like unless we do it ourselves, nothing is going to happen. Who is going to pay the bills for us? Who is going to grant us food? It is us. If I do not work, sometimes we hear this. If I fall, then my family will be torn in pieces. Who is going to feed them? Who will take care of them? By saying this, actually, I'm saying that as if God does not exist, as if I am the one who is taking care of myself and my family. My brethren, it is God who gives you the job that you are doing now and the money that you have and everything. He's taking care of you. Don't assume at any time that it is you who is doing this. He gave you the means by which you can take care of your responsibility. When thinking about tomorrow, is God in the picture? Is He your shepherd? Then you shall not need. Or I think that if I cannot work, if I am sick for any reason, my family will not be able to eat. Believe me, if even we disappear, still God will take care of our families. No one is indispensable for the family or for the church or for anything. All of us, God can substitute us and take care of His own people. He can give them food from heaven. He did it before. Nothing here will be new if God provides food from heaven. Another difference between caring and worrying. In caring, every aspect of life is well taken care of today. I am taking care of my spiritual obligations, my intellectual, social, financial, family. Everything is taken care of today. I am always focused on that I have many things I have to meet and I have to do every single day. On worrying, actually, today's activity is centered on securing enough money for tomorrow. 99% of what we do today is to secure money for tomorrow and secure it when we will might have layoff or what the retirement. And this is what we are doing basically, and that's all, nothing else. There is no spiritual aspect we have to care about. We come to the church if our jobs allow us to do so. We pray if my job allow me to do so. But if my job will ask me to work 7 days a week, then the church is gone. That's it. Here, this is worrying. When my work or my life regarding how like I take care of my financial obligations is taking care of everything that I should be doing, then I have a problem. If I don't have time to spend it with my family and teach them and guide them the way to the ways of God, I have a problem. If I don't have time to take care of myself physically and mentally and intellectually, and I read and I pray and I have time where I spend it with myself and with God and with my book and with the scripture, then I have a problem. If what only you do is that I work and I go to sleep and I work and I go to sleep, this is what my routine every single day, then I have a problem. There is a great difference between people who are caring about tomorrow. They do everything to meet their obligations on many aspects today. People who are worrying, only they are thinking and doing what might secure them financially. In caring, the people who care, they understand that they have limitations, and the limitations are acknowledged peacefully. There are things we cannot secure for tomorrow. Whatever we can do, there are many uncertainty in the future we cannot secure. Whatever your ability is, even if you have all the money in the world, there are many things in the future you cannot be sure that you have control of. No one can. But this limitation for the people who care about tomorrow, they acknowledge it. They know that things they cannot do it, but meanwhile, they are peaceful with this. It's okay. We understand we cannot secure the future for our children. It is not only the money that secures their future. So the people who care about tomorrow, they know that things in their like understanding, they cannot do anything with it. And it's fine. They can live with it. It's okay. But the people who worry about tomorrow, whenever they think about this limitation, this troubles them the most. What if that I will not be able to work? What will happen to my children? What if I did not live enough to see my children like graduating from college and married? How they are going to take care of? What should I be doing with this? Their limitation is the troubling, so much troubling to them. Every time they think about it, they feel more troubled. They lose their peace and they lose their focus on the eternity, and they keep on going into this circle of depression and anxiety. And I cannot, what can I do? I cannot do anything. Then what I should be feeling, I feel depressed, and so on and so forth. Another difference between caring and worrying, the people who care, they have confidence for tomorrow based on the experience of yesterday and the day before. Whenever they think of tomorrow, they always remind themselves with what God have done with them yesterday. God never came short with us. He always provided. He never made us to be in need. Yes, we had hard time, we had tribulation sometime, but meanwhile, at the end of the day, today, everything is fine. It's okay. Even I have some problems here and there, but meanwhile, my experience with God would make me confident when I think about tomorrow. The people who worry, they are overwhelmed with anxiety because of the fear of the unexpected. They never think of what God have already done. They always think, what if things didn't go well? What if God didn't help? What if that we didn't have work? We could not provide for our families? Why you don't think about what already have God has done? Why we always think about maybe tomorrow He is not going to do? This is not the way that we should go in our life. We should always have confidence based on the experience, not an anxiety based on what might happen that unexpected. Another difference between caring and worrying. In caring, I work out my salvation and repentance every day. Something, whatever happens in this particular day, always this will be part of my focus, working my salvation and my repentance. This is what the church today is reminding us. We are in the season of repentance. Sit by yourself and think for 5 minutes, what if tomorrow didn't come at all? Then what you do it today, what you prepare yourself for today, your repentance today, the thing that you do it for your salvation, is what is going to benefit you. What if all of this thinking about what will happen if, then tomorrow didn't come at all. Tomorrow we opened our eyes, in the morning we found ourselves before the throne of God. Then, what we're doing today, what is going to benefit us? Only what I work it today for my repentance and my salvation. On worrying, my repentance is hindered under the overwhelming sense of insecurity. The people who are overwhelmed with the sense of, I am insecure, I am by myself, they very hardly can repent. They cannot think of it. Yes, they come to the church, maybe their hearts move with the liturgy or with the word of God, we hear it in the scripture, but when will they go out? They again, they're thinking about what will happen tomorrow, how I'm going to secure the food and the clothes for my children, and their tuition, and this, and this, and this, and this, and then they cannot make it. The repentance will always be hindered. The message today for all of us from the church is that in order to really have a fast, a spiritual fast, think about your repentance. Don't worry about tomorrow. It is enough for today, its troubles. Think about God, the provider. You can care about tomorrow, but we should not be worrying. Otherwise, we cannot repent. We cannot have a spiritual time and retreat with God. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.